Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Monday, July the 23rd, 2018, and this is The Daily. So who out there remembers the time when you used to go through old gaming magazines like GamePro, EGM, and Nintendo Power to look up cheat codes? If you don't, you're probably not as old as me. But looks like cheat codes were discovered in Sonic Mania Plus. You enter Mania mode and go to No Save, but before you select it, hold the Y button. You'll now have the ability to select your stage. There are more cheat codes that involve the sound test and entering specific numbers, which can provide some perks, such as infinite continues, max control for Sonic, and changing all the animals into squirrels. You can go check out all the codes at sonicstadium.org. Bandai Namco has announced an open beta test for the upcoming Dragon Ball FighterZ game for the Switch. Based on their Twitter, it's scheduled to start sometime in August with the game releasing on September the 28th with new local multiplayer features which include 1v1 and 2v2 matches, as well as an offline 6-player party match mode. Honestly, that sounds like an awesome new idea for fighting games in general. I mean, I guess the idea wasn't that new because of Smash having 2v2, but seeing 2v2 and possibly 3v3 tag team tournaments sounds really exciting to me. Not to mention simple fun for groups and parties for the 6-man mode. Looking forward to it. For those who are begging for a proper D-pad on the left Joy-Con, your time may be coming soon. There are a few options available right now, but they haven't really been the perfect solution. Enter the Hori Left Joy-Con with D-pad. It's currently up for pre-order on Amazon Japan for just under 2,500 yen, which is about $22. Unfortunately, it isn't the answer to everything, as there are a few trade-offs. It has no motion controls, no HD rumble, no gyroscope, and it can only be used specifically in handheld mode. If you're able to look past these, well, maybe this is for you. But for me, I don't love the lack of a D-pad, but I've pretty much gotten used to it for most games. But if Nintendo ever releases a first-party option, Nintendo will be taking my money. There was a lot of excitement when Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate was initially announced. For a while, people thought that it wasn't even going to come to North America. Shintaro Kojima, producer of the game, explained why it took so long to come to the States. He stated, quote, "The Monster Hunter production team was working on Monster Hunter World after the release of Monster Hunter Double Cross in Japan, but there was a great demand for a Western version, so we decided to take it to the West," unquote. Quite a simple explanation. When there's demand, you give them what they want. At first they were busy, but now they have some time, so here you go. I mean, I guess it worked for Mega Man eventually, so is there anything else you guys want from Capcom? Speak up! And Niantic is cracking down on the cheaters by implementing a 3-strike discipline policy for those playing Pokemon Go. You start with a 7-day warning downgrading your gameplay, then they give you a 30-day suspension, and then they ban you completely. 3 strikes and you out, baby. So don't cheat, play fair, have fun. And that's all for today. Nintendo Seconds has reached over 200 favorited on the Anchor app. Thank you guys so much for your support. You guys keep me going. I will keep putting this thing on and doing what I like doing, talking about Nintendo. Shout out to the ones who've most recently favorited this podcast: Audrey Flack, Inside Voices, Super Brothers, The Legendary Emo Dragon Show, The Bargain Den, and Mike Bion. Thank you so much, guys. And as always, if you have any feedback for me about the podcast, maybe a question, maybe some concerns, or you just want to say hi, feel free to send me a voice message on the Anchor app, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.